Dis 10:34, jy kuier saam met my Michelle hier by KC at Work en ek het vanoggend op die lyn saam met my Kashif Lakay. Good morning Kashif, how are you doing?
I'm very well and you? Pleasure to meet you guys. Man.
Good, thank you. Now this morning we're going to drive awareness of the new product launch and encourage sign-ups to the new app. It's the GivePulse.live community funding app.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm excited. Myself and my team are excited.
Yes.
Do you have any questions on the app itself, though?
I want to know from you who is GivePulse Live and how did you get started?
So, thank you for the question. GivePulse Live actually was born on the back of the community-based work that we actually did and are doing for an organization, a non-profit called Kids Can Cancer Foundation. Over the last 5 to 6 years, we realized interacting with these, like specifically cancer families, that there was a bigger need to kind of service these families and to amplify their stories. We started sharing these stories on like the various digital platforms, but it still felt like something was missing. And on the back of our last story of a 5-year-old boy, Ziyad, who tragically passed on the day of his funeral, myself and my son, we fetched him, and then we realized for 2 years, he had to endure stage 4 leukemia in the most horrendous condition.
Sure.
And then I realized that, you know, we need to do something more than just, you know, when we connect with these cancer families specifically, you know, it must be more than just giving them a care pack or digital device. So we designed this app, you know, to kind of connect potential, you know, donors, businesses to real causes. And what we've done though, and maybe I'm jumping again here, but we've actually integrated a Google Maps interface into the app itself.
Okay.
So if you sign any cause, or campaign rather, it can be a simple prayer session, because we undervalue the power of prayer when there's a need or someone is terminally ill. So you can arrange or create a prayer session. You can sign up and in fact share that prayer session in the digital space via WhatsApp as a Zoom prayer session. You can sign up as a digital angel as well. When you sign up as a digital angel, if you're the type of person that's doing amazing community work, you have a feeding scheme, you can sign up as a digital angel. We put angel wings on the map over your organization or your home. And then we will put a little bio. So if anyone wants to click and see in your particular area or community where the digital angels are, you can click on that, and then you can connect with the angels as well.
What communities and groups do you serve, and how?
So we serve all South African communities at this point in time. It's not necessarily just for like, you know, cancer. We want to enhance, amplify all the needs in the community. So we, in fact, at the moment, we connect and we share stories of all communities. We are targeting those in the most rural, remote areas. All right. And that's the reason why we've created this app, is to kind of reach and cast the net far and wide to kind of, you know, get hold of these families and share their stories and share their needs.
Kashif, I also want to ask you, how do people sign up or become digital angels? Please tell us a little bit more about this concept.
So the digital angels, if you want to sign up as a digital angel, you just go to the website, online website, to www.givepulse.live. You have to put in .live. I think you'll get a couple of other GivePulse platforms. But if you get onto the landing page, you'll see that it's like pink and white. You can start up as a digital angel. You'll just ask for your personal information, or maybe a little bio of what you do, if it's a feeding scheme, or if you have a particular organization. You sign up, and then we will look at the campaign, review it, vet it, and then we will let you know once you are literally on the map. So, we encourage anyone that does community-based work, all grassroots change makers to sign up. And we want to kind of get them on the map and connected to each other, because there's so many that do good work but in isolation in their communities. Mm.
Kashif, I also want to ask you, how can corporate partners become involved?
So, you know, with the hope, I mean, the focus, you know, from the get-go is to kind of build our communities, build our visual communities on the platform itself. Mm. All right. Corporates and businesses will then be able to kind of, you know, come on board. In fact, we hate the term donors. We are in it for the long run.
Yeah.
So we are looking for partners to help us amplify this cause. Whether it is, I mean, a lot of these companies have a corporate social investment or responsibility. So hopefully over time, when we do have this database of, you know, causes and needs, they can come on board and help us. I mean, our starting costs alone, I mean, we're just struggling to try and get this off the ground, but with them coming on board and helping us, you know, partner with us to help get the app off the ground, you know,
yeah.
So they can sign up as well, go onto our, the landing page on GiveWell.live. They can sign up, they can connect with us, they can sign up as digital angels as well. But the idea is to kind of connect the companies and organizations to the causes and needs out in the community.
Can you share any stories of current campaigns you are currently hosting?
So if you actually go onto the app itself right now, the latest campaign that we shared is of a young 6-year-old boy, Nadir, who I was hoping that you'll be able to actually log on and you'll be able to see the campaign on the map. But if you go onto our map and you sign up, you'll see that he needs the latest campaign. Nadir needs, like, you know, two open heart surgeries.
Sure.
And the campaign that we created was for 100,000 rand. His mom urgently needs this money for this operation.
Mm.
So if you look at, you know, I'm hoping your listeners can actually log on and then go through his campaign. You'll see that, you know, you can actually send the recipient, who's like his parents, who's mom, hope, you can send them messages. So it's not a linear, platform. You can send them prayers. You can send them hope as well. You can interact with the recipient as well.
Kashif, so how do people contact you and can reach out to you?
So they can get hold of me particularly. May I give my contact?
Sure, you can.
Sure, it's 023-352-9842. Or alternatively, they can just log on to www.givepath.live, and on the landing page at the very bottom, they can send us a message and then we'll respond to them as well.
So I'm just going to sum up. GivePulse Live is a digital app designed to support community fundraising efforts. You can log in now, create a campaign, share it with all your contacts, and start raising funds. Do you have a school fundraiser or a person in your community that needs an operation but cannot afford to fund this? You can visit their website to learn how you can use the app to facilitate the fundraising in a digitally secure and trackable manner.
Lovely.
Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Kashif Lakai, and thank you for what you're doing and the initiative. And I hope and I believe that everyone will come aboard and just help these people that needs these funds so much.
Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it, and God willing, all will go well.
Thank you very much. You must have an awesome day and an awesome week further.